This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. This week, we're taking a look at poverty in the wealthy state of Connecticut, and there's plenty of wealth in the suburbs surrounding the city of Bridgeport. But the city is extremely poor. It endures poverty and social problems, drug abuse among kids, not to mention high school dropout rates and unemployment.
You know, it's almost like everybody around it kind of ignores it and kind of hopes it'll go away or stay where it is and not kind of creep into their towns. And it's sort of a shame, you know. There's hardworking people in this city, and it's very diverse.
That's Mitch DiPino. He runs a job training center for teenagers in Bridgeport. He's been working with a rich lawyer who's now trying to help poor young people find jobs. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Jonathan Rodriguez is doing something unusual for a 19-year-old guy in the inner city. He's planing down a wooden canoe paddle in a boat building and refurbishing shop. This shop is part of the Youth Business Center, a program in Bridgeport to teach kids job skills. Here they learn carpentry. Behind Rodriguez, there's a beautiful wooden sea kayak that's just gotten its last coat of varnish.
I get to work on a lot of different boats, and it's kind of nice how you see how they come in and how raggedy they look, and then you see how nice and you see how they turn out. You come here and just relax, work on things. It's peaceful, you know.
The high chain-link fence with razor wire that surrounds the youth center, though, tells you it's not so peaceful outside. It's a tough neighborhood out there. The teenagers are coming out of foster care or the courts. Some have been homeless, others have dealt drugs, and many have to deal with street violence.
Someone that was close to me died recently. His name was Rashad.
When we first visited earlier this summer, Iprea Walker and some other kids at the youth center were struggling with the death of a friend at a nearby housing project. Rashad Leek was just 15 and was allegedly shot by another teenager who thought Leek had stolen his cell phone.
Him and his friend was fighting over a phone, and they were supposed to fight, but they didn't fight. He just shot him and he died.
Mitch DiPino, who runs the center, wants to give these kids a chance at a better life. Beyond the carpentry, there's also a video production class, nail salon training, and classes on how to save and budget money. But DiPino says for years it was almost impossible to find these young people any work, even low-wage retail jobs.
We went to just about every small business you can imagine, and we had almost every door slammed in our face. Basically, I know the type of kids you work with. Oh, you're in a training program. Okay, now, you know what? We're looking for people more older. We're looking for people with degrees. We're looking for people with 4 or 5 years' experience.
Then one day, the phone rang. Out of left field, somebody wanted to help. Neil DeYoung is a lawyer with a major firm in Bridgeport. He'd heard a news story about an effort to help former gang members in Los Angeles to turn their lives around. The story really moved DeYoung, and he decided to try to do something to help local teenagers in Bridgeport.
I had an idea of helping kids at risk work in an environment that they would never have thought about working before, either in law firms or accounting firms.
DeYoung admittedly didn't know much of anything about inner city youth, but he fumbled around on Google, found Mitch DiPino's job training program, and said he wanted to hire a young person for a back office job at his law firm. In the copy room at Koskoff, Koskoff & Beter, DeYoung's firm, 20-year-old Rasheem Baskin is finishing up a copy job for one of the lawyers. Baskin was the first young person DeYoung found a position for.
At first, everything here was new, a whole new experience working here and everything. And I didn't really have that many jobs at first because, like, a lot of secretaries and stuff, they didn't know whether or not, like, I could do the job the right way, so they would do it themselves to the point where a lot of times I have free time. But now it's like I'm always overworked. I got a bunch of copies to do.
Baskin quickly became a valued employee at the law firm. He's assembling documents for important cases and making $14 an hour. DeYoung says there's all kinds of support work that needs to get done at his firm, and outsourcing it is expensive.
I think it's a need that exists in other, you know, white-collar firms as well, be it, you know, accounting firms or other insurance businesses.
So DeYoung and some senior partners at his firm sent letters to dozens of other businesses across the region asking if they'd hire a teenager from the youth center. DeYoung takes time to interview each young person before they apply for a job and essentially vouches for the kid. And having his firm's letterhead and stamp of approval has opened doors. In less than 2 years, this one lawyer who wanted to do something to help out has found jobs for upwards of 25 young people from Bridgeport, many of whom desperately needed the work. Nineteen-year-old Kenny Ramos is building a shipping crate at Innovative Display and Design in Bridgeport. Ramos has had this job for 7 months. He says his father's incarcerated, his mom drinks, and he grew up in foster care.
I was homeless. I was in rescue mission, and, you know, it was really hard managing money, getting money.
Ramos started out sweeping the floors here, but now he's building crates and helping with the trade show booths and displays that the company makes, some of which cost tens of thousands of dollars. And you can tell Ramos has a real sense of pride in the job.
The thing that keeps me coming is that I'm happy. I feel, you know, I'm wanted somewhere. You know, I have a responsibility. I feel like I'm a part of something.
But sometimes it doesn't work out. A lawyer at DeYoung's firm had hooked one kid up with a pretty perfect job, learning how to repair and restore classic cars. It was at a small but very successful business in Bridgeport, full of old Ferraris, British sports cars, classic American convertibles, Mitch DiPino.
The job was amazing. It was just absolutely amazing. There's nobody else who does that and antique restorations on these million, $2 million vehicles.
It's skilled work and could pay a lot once the kid learned the trade, but the kid named Alex Rosa kept bringing his friends by. The employer said they were smoking pot outside the business, and eventually he got fired. The lawyer, Neil DeYoung, tries to head off those problems.
I meet with certain kids that are having some difficulties at work, chat with them how it's going, talk about their frustrations.
In the great scheme of things, finding jobs for a couple dozen teenagers is not going to solve all of Bridgeport's problems. But Mitch DiPino wishes more people around Connecticut would pick up the phone and look for some small ways to break the cycle of poverty in the state's tough urban areas.
You want to come down here and teach a trade, maybe that we're not teaching that maybe can help them enhance their jobs, or maybe you have a friend or a cousin who owns a small business, or it could be anything, you know. But if everybody steps up, you know, just a little bit, you know, it makes the world a difference.
For his part, Neil DeYoung says he's going to keep finding jobs for more kids, and his law firm has just set up a scholarship fund to help the teenagers he's worked with to go to community college. Chris Arnold, NPR News.